My dear boys and girls, hello and welcome to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. It's that time of the year when the whole world gets ready for some Christmas cheer and the only colors visible are red and green. I hope you all have a very special Christmas and New Year celebration with your families and friends. Today's story will help you welcome the Christmas spirit into your hearts with equal measures of love and magic. So let's start. Christmas was just 3 days away and Amy still had lots to do. She was 18 years old and was very serious about having become an adult. She had turned 18 just a month ago and adulthood was very new for her. But it was also a bittersweet feeling because her parents had passed away in a train accident just a few months ago, leaving her to take care of her 3 younger brothers and sisters. The youngest was Sharon at age 7, followed by Adam at age 11 and Abner at age 14. Her younger brothers and sister looked up to her. Their Aunt Agatha had come to live with them for the first 6 months so that the children had someone to look after them and they didn't feel absolutely alone in the world. But even their kind aunt had to head back home to her own family and to her own children, especially now that Christmas was near. Amy had put on a brave face and convinced her to leave. After all, their aunt could not stay with them forever. They would have to figure things out on their own. Since Amy was now eligible to find work, she had taken up a job as a librarian in the local school. It was perfect and allowed her to be close to all her younger siblings while they were at school and at the same time allowed her to study for her own college work. She was determined to study well, do well, and take care of the younger ones so that they did not miss their parents as they grew up. But children, there are some things that do require parents, and cooking a Christmas meal was also one of them. Every year, their parents would cook up a lavish feast for all the kids, and that was the high point of their celebrations. But this year, Amy was at her wit's end and didn't know how she could put up something as delicious. She bought lots of ingredients as were required, read lots of cookery books in her free time at the library, and was determined to make an amazing meal for her family. This would be the first time that she would try to cook something so complicated. They had all been surviving on eggs and sandwiches and boiled vegetables for the past month. Amy decided to make the meal a complete family activity so that the children felt happy about doing their part. Little Sharon was in charge of peeling and mashing boiled potatoes. Adam kneaded the dough for the pies, while Abner was responsible for all the chopping and dicing. Amy oversaw all of their work and did everything else. The children cleaned and chopped and boiled and baked non-stop for hours, but the meal was still far from ready. Amy was getting nervous that they would not be able to get the food going on time. The children were getting cranky and were tired after a hectic day and were slowly beginning to lose interest in their tasks, especially the 2 younger ones. All of them missed their parents terribly. At 8, the doorbell rang and a surprise delivery came for them from Aunt Agatha. It was a beautiful mince pie, and Amy heaved a sigh of relief. She quickly cut it up into multiple pieces and the little family ate their fill and fell fast asleep. Amy promised them that she would finish the rest of the cooking and they would have a gorgeous Christmas feast first thing in the morning. As her younger brothers and sisters slept, Amy worked hard, cooking as best as she could manage. But when the clock struck 12, Amy was exhausted and almost ready to collapse. The roast was burnt. The Christmas cake was dry. The pie did not rise and wasn't baked at all. She knew that the children would have a terrible Christmas morning, and tears ran down her face as she lay down next to them. She felt sad for letting her family down and fell asleep, thinking of ways and means to make it up to them the next day. She thought she could hear some bells tinkling in the distance, but they sounded so far away that she didn't pay any attention. She was too exhausted to think anymore. The next morning, Amy was woken up by an excited shout from Adam. She could also hear loud whoops of joy from Sharon. When she opened her eyes, Amy could hardly believe what she saw. Their entire living room had been transformed. The dining table stood laden with a variety of food: mashed potatoes, stir-fried veggies, roast chicken, mutton curry, several varieties of bread and pies, a large pitcher of lemonade, dumplings, candy canes, coconut cookies, apple pies, and the most beautiful Christmas cake she had ever seen. The children were waiting for her before they started eating any of the magnificent food. But Amy was confused. How was this even possible? After all, she had fallen asleep, worried that her family would wake up to a disappointing Christmas meal. This meal was magnificent. Just then, the children heard the sound of bells tinkling again. Amy realized it was the same sound she had heard the previous night and rushed to the window. As she pulled the curtains apart, she could just about make out a tiny speck of red in the sky. It disappeared into the clouds, but she was sure it was red in color. As she leaned forward to take a better look, Amy's hands brushed again a small bell lying on the windowsill. She stared at it. It was golden in color and was very delicate. When she picked it up and shook it, it made the same tinkling sound she had heard. She rushed to the table, spying a small red card left at the center of the table. It had a picture of the same bell on it and a simple message inside. "Dearest Amy, Abner, Adam, and Sharon, here's wishing you a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho." Amy showed the card to the other children, who couldn't believe their eyes. The small family laughed and hugged each other, feeling that they had somebody to look out for them in case they were ever in trouble. Meanwhile, they would always be there for each other and would take care of each other no matter what. They sat down at the table together and had the best Christmas feast they had ever eaten. And somewhere, far away above the clouds, a jolly old man flew on a sleigh, smiling and singing and bringing a little bit of magic and a little bit of joy into children's lives all across the world. And this is where we leave the small family enjoying their Christmas feast. You don't need to worry about them, children, as they will always have somebody to look after them, and they'll always be there for each other. That's what family is all about. I hope you had fun listening to this story. Why don't you do something special for someone in your lives this Christmas? So make that special gesture and share your story with me. I would love to hear from you. I'll see you next time with another new story on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be happy, be kind, and ho, ho, ho!